include spirituality and think about cognitive restructuring and all the skills that come with thinking about what you say. The diagnosis of diabetes deals a blow. There is a grieving process that brings up many uncomfortable feelings. These are normal and healthy, though unpleasant. There can be a rush in the beginning or at points along the way of very intense and extreme emotions that come cycling through with no particular order or warning. These can bring on a feeling of being out of control. It probably makes some people worry that they are going crazy, losing their memory or concentration, or now have a new negative hostile personality in addition to their diabetes. They can be embarrassed by their anger at the doctors and their families, or frustrated by their inevitable self-pity. They may feel that they are so different that no one else has a clue as to how badly they feel or what it is like. Emotional pain often causes us to withdraw from others. This isolation makes others begin withdrawing too, not knowing the right thing to say. You cannot make it your goal not to have these feelings, but you can make it your goal not to let these feelings take over your life. Sometimes the grieving process can begin again, perhaps a year after diagnosis on the anniversary, when the realization hits that diabetes is not going away. You will move beyond these feelings. My patients show me this time after time. The family, too, has a grief cycle. When you go through diabetes diagnosis, everyone goes through loss and change. Their central concern, usually, is to love and care for you. Although they shouldn't, spouses, siblings, or children often feel selfish taking time to honor their own natural but uncomfortable feelings, too. When the numbness thaws out, family members can find themselves feeling resentful of the time and money required by diabetes management. They, too, can ask, why me? They can be angry that you seem less available and more moody. They can be jealous that others are free from these pressures. They may feel guilty in trying to trace the cause or in not having seen it coming. They can certainly be feeling guilty that they are even having these feelings. After all, it's not nice to be angry at you who has enough problems to bear. I promise you, these feelings pass. In the middle of a grief process, it looks like people are stuck in the middle of misery, too. Time and again, I see individuals and their families cross this river and get to the other side. People often recall 6 months, 1 year, 2 years later, how overwhelmed they were. Too much fear can paralyze us from acting in our best interest. Excessive anxiety can also result in depression, anger, and impatience, all things that can be treated once they're recognized. The nature of compulsive worry, which has no helpful outcomes, in fact some hurtful ones, is to take away the contentment of your life now in anticipation of what could happen and may likely not happen. A delicate balance of just enough worry can bring good things: reevaluating, remotivating, planning, discipline.